It's time now for the Business Spotlight on the WMAY newsfeed. It's sponsored today by the SIU Center for Family Medicine. I'm really intrigued by our subject today. Dr. Corey Myers is with us. He's a licensed acupuncturist, and we are talking, of course, about acupuncture today. And, Doctor, thanks so much for being here with us. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Well, let's begin by just defining the terms here. What do we mean by acupuncture?
Yeah, acupuncture is the insertion of very, like, whisper-thin needles, very fine needles, into the body to stimulate the body's own healing capabilities to actually heal itself.
What are the origins of this? This is a technique that dates back centuries, is it not?
Oh, yeah. The earliest recordings of acupuncture, then the most basic form, dates back over 6,000 years. And it's more codified forms. We're more used to seeing stuff. It's more roughly around 2,000, 2,500 years old.
What sorts of things can acupuncture be used to treat, and how does it work, really?
Yeah, that's a really great question. Because acupuncture and Chinese medicine in general, its goal is to restore function to the body, using the body's own ability to heal itself. What it can treat is basically, in a nutshell, anything, with a few caveats with it. But in general, I treat mental health, I treat women's health, I work a lot with pain. I tell people often that Chinese medicine and acupuncture treats weird. Basically meaning that I get a lot of people that come into my clinic because they're regular doctors, they're PCPs, they've been to all the specialists, no one knows what's going on, or the patient doesn't want to do the treatments that are recommended for it for whatever reason. So they oftentimes want to go with the less invasive means before they go into surgery, before they take harsh drugs on the body. They want to exhaust the less invasive means before they go to more permanent solutions like a surgery. It's a pretty permanent procedure. And so it does these things because it works on several different levels. There's a lot of research going into acupuncture. In fact, outside of allopathic medicine is the most highly researched modality of medicine. One of the big things is, how does it work? Like you asked. They've been doing functional MRIs on it. They're finding that, it actually activates the brain. It causes the brain to release enkephalon, so a natural opiate. It causes the body to also reduce endorphins, neurotransmitters. It reduces inflammation, increases blood circulation locally as well as systemically. So injuries to the body can't heal without good blood supply. If you don't have good blood supply, good blood flow, the body can't rid itself of metabolic waste. It can't bring in proper nutrients. And so it helps actually increase the blood circulation to actually promote tissue healing. It also engages the fascia, which is a layer of tissue that actually envelops pretty much the entire body from the muscles all the way down into the organs themselves. So it works on many, many different levels. People are familiar with pain and the gate channel theory for pain. Works on that level. It also engages nerves. So there's so many different ways that actually to signal what it needs to do to actually start function properly.
We're talking with Dr. Corey Myers, licensed acupuncturist at the SIU Center for Family Medicine. Doctor, I went through this a few years ago, really as part of a radio discussion and demonstration, and I'll admit I was very skeptical going in, and I was amazed at how good I felt afterwards. As I went through this and I had some foot and some ankle pain, and when it was done, I felt better than I had in a long, long time, and it really made a believer out of me. Do you encounter a lot of that skepticism from people who have not yet experienced acupuncture?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I was one of them. I get a little background myself. My family is full of engineers. So I also almost became a mechanical engineer. So give you an idea of kind of how my brain works. And someone had suggested some acupuncture for some health issues I had. And I looked at them like, are you serious? I had zero respect for this field. So I completely understand where people come from. But like you, I had to experience it. And it worked. when nothing else did. And so, you know, I had, I had really bad side effects to medications. I was really sensitive, you know, my doctors told me there's nothing that they could do for me. And so I was like, hey, what do I got to lose? Right. And that's oftentimes when people come to my clinic, well, what do they have to lose kind of mentality. But yeah, no, it's totally understandable. I get it. I've been there. And so I don't find it offensive at all. It's just something that you just don't understand. And that's totally okay.
I know there are people listening who are still at this point thinking, you want to stick needles where? So talk about that part of it, because it is, in fact, placing needles into the body, but as you noted, whisper thin. So what does it do in terms of how people perceive this, the sensations they feel while they're undergoing the treatment?
Yeah, that's a great question. So most people have an association with needles, with vaccine shots and stuff like that, growing up, right? Or having blood drawn or anything like that. Those needles in comparison are huge. I can stick at least 10 of my needles in one of those hypodermic needles. So they're, and then the way my needles are made, they're made completely different than what you're used to. So vaccine needles are made to cut the skin so they can help draw the blood. I'm not putting any medication in the body. I'm not drawing anything out through this needle. So I'm talking a solid bore, super thin needle that's not designed to cut, but merely pierce its way through. And so, you know, you may feel a pinch once in a while, but generally by and large, you're really not going to feel much of anything when the needle's going in. And another thing is, you know, on culture and TV, you know, I love these commercials, but they're not really the greatest accurate thing, is you'll see like 100 needles placed inside someone's body. There's some really funny YouTube commercials on it. I just laugh when I watch them, but those aren't really realistic. I use, you know, between usually 4 to 12 needles throughout the body. You know, maybe a little more, maybe a little less, but that's a good range that I generally run in between.
How do you know where to place the needles and to get the maximum effect? Does it have to be in a very specific spot, or do you have sort of a range of area where you can place it to get the desired effect?
Yeah, that's a good question. A lot of education. To practice, it's at least 4 years. For your master's. And then I went on to get my doctorate in the initial 2 years. So, you know, 6 years of schooling. And it just depends on what I'm working with and what's kind of going on. There's the standard acupuncture point textbook, but we're individuals. So it's kind of a point, depending on the point, it's kind of an area of where it could be. And then my goal and my job is to know on you as an individual where that point is located.
Finally, doctor, are there any potential negative side effects to acupuncture?
Aside from feeling good and being relaxed and calm. I am placing a needle in you. So, you know, really the biggest negative side effect you may have, and the most common one, is you may have a little bit of bruising at the site. Now, that being said, I work on a lot of patients on blood thinners, on warfarin. And even then, they don't bruise that often either. But that's probably the most common thing. If you do have a reaction, that would probably be it.
If people would like to learn more about acupuncture or schedule an appointment to see what it could do for them, how do they reach you in the SAU Center for Family Medicine?
They just need a call or they can just schedule. It's a 217-545-8000 number. And they ask to schedule an acupuncture appointment with me. And with that, I also want to make sure that we have two different clinics here, actually. You know, our goal here, we want to make sure healthcare is available to everybody, you know. So we want to make sure, you know, that finances isn't an issue as much as we possibly can. And so we have a full body clinic, kind of a little closer to what we see on TV with the way we're talking about the needles going in the body. That's like a $50 visit. But we also have what's called an ear acupuncture clinic, where we treat the entire body, not just pain, but all kinds of stuff through just the ear. And that's a $5 clinic. So I want to make sure that people that are listening, you know, that there's options there. You know, sometimes people can't afford a $50, right? So we want to make it as available as possible. And again, and the ear acupuncture clinic is on Tuesday afternoons. You can schedule or walk in, and it's available to the public. They don't have to be an SIU patient either.
Again, 217-545-8000. You can also learn more at SIUMed.org. Dr. Corey Myers, licensed acupuncturist, thanks so much for your time here in the Business Spotlight on the newsfeed WMAY on 92.7, 94.7, and 970 AM.